Blog Talk Radio.
If I have to sing a song and sing it on my own, Lord, I'd sing it for you. If I have to ring my bell and no one else could tell, Lord, I'd ring it for you. And if I ever tell my story, Lord, you get the glory, 'cause it was all for you. If I follow your commands and help my fellow man, Lord, it's all for you. It's all. Yeah.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green. Yes, I'm here again. Episode 31, we've been pushing and encouraging folks throughout this ministry and this mission. The purpose of this show is to first and foremost inform you and raise awareness to the necessity of loving each other and caring for our brothers and sisters on the streets, those that's less off than us. God wants us to care about one another, and he's given me this show, this platform, that I can share that love for just 1 hour. This is 1 hour of power we're putting into the atmosphere. We know that what goes around comes around. We know that if a man lives by the sword, he dies by the sword. We know if we plant an apple tree, an apple seed, we get an apple tree and no other fruit. We get what we put out. So if we put out 1 hour of positive, 1 hour of lifting up God's love and encouraging God's people to love, that's a positive hour. And we know that if we put it out there, that we'll reap what we sow. So we're looking for positive results. Everybody that ties into this show, there's an anointing on this show. And everyone that ties in will receive, they've reaped. And we put out a positive hour, and we will receive a positive outcome from our hour of positiveness. The purpose of this show, again, is to enlighten each and every one of us. Encourage you on your journey. Hopefully something said, something that you hear, inspires you and encourages you to want to continue to do the best you can, to do what you can for God's people, and also encourage the next man. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. I'm your brother from another mother. I'm your host with the most. At this time, without further ado, let's have a moment of prayer. Lord, we thank you for another day. We thank you for allowing us to come together. Father, I ask that you bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Father, bless their families. Father, help them in their endeavors. Father, strengthen them where they're weak. And Father, if anything that you see that shouldn't be in their hearts, remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're thankful for this time. Bless this show. We're putting out a positive hour. God, we're asking that you bless it and multiply it, that we manifest, Lord, what we put out. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, the purpose of this show is to enlighten us, to make us aware that it's a necessity to love our brothers. We see so much hurt and pain in society. So many individuals are getting hurt and shot and wounded and on drugs and captive of different scenarios. What we have to do is we have to understand that we're under attack of the enemy. None of us are above attack, and therefore those of us that manage to escape the attack and get from the devastating blows of the enemy and make it to a somewhat safe net, if we are doing better than the person we see on the streets, then it should behoove us to go back and try to make a way and help them to get beyond their attacks. Everybody's vulnerable. The Bible says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And man, believe me, as you see society's news and the statistics of what's going on, it's getting worse and worse as the days go long. And that's because the tool that God left us, we're not using. That tool is love. That tool is consideration and compassion. I like to say, man, put yourself in the other man's shoes. Realize that that man's disposition could be you. And how would you want someone to treat you if the shoe was on the other foot? Man, let's treat folks like we want to be treated. And that's love, because everybody requires love and everybody needs love, because that's the strongest tool we have. Because love conquers all. I love you. And God loves you more. This is Rev Green, Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. You're listening to your man, your host with the most. God bless you real good. Stay tuned. Listen to this.
Crime is in an uproar. Our brothers and sisters are hurting in the streets. We have to make a difference. We have to do something for them. Hi, this is Reverend Green. God has anointed me and given me this assignment to go back and get our brothers and sisters to raise proceeds through my songs of inspiration, to use the money to bless God and get his people. This is what it's all about. This is what this show is about. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another mother. God bless. Let's go get him. Donate, please, to the cause, because the cause is bigger than the problem. God bless you. We love you. This is Reverend Green. You're listening to Rev Green. It's All For You, Lord Radio. Stay tuned. 1 hour show, 1 hour apart. 5 o'clock p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Just 1 hour of power into the atmosphere and support my ministry. Donate to my website, revgreensmusic.com. Download the inspirational songs. Be inspired. Join my process in going to get God's people. Well, I need the love and support from each and every one of you. Thank you so much. God bless. This is Rev.
Bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. Let me tell you a little something. Sometimes God allows us to go through situations in life that we can be prepared to help individuals that face the same problem that we just overcome. That's why God allows us to have tests in life. And those of you that are going through a test, remember that you're going through. Don't pause. Don't stop. Continue to go. Because if you continue the process and acknowledge God during this test, I guarantee you that the test becomes a testimony. Now, a testimony is not given to you for your sole purpose of just becoming, you know, aware of what happened. No, the testimony is given to you to share it. Because believe me, somebody is facing the same dilemma that you just come through. And how do they know they can make it out if you don't share it with them? I got a problem with folks that go through all type of turmoils and problems in life and never share a word, never tell folks what they went through. Listen, the purpose that God bring you through that test is so that you can have a testimony and encourage the next man that, hey, man, I've been there exactly where you at. And I know you can make it. How? Because I made it. In my life, I've been through a lot of storms. I've been through a lot of hard times and trials and tribulations. That's why this anointing is on my life, because God kept giving me the blessing after the test became a testimony. He increased my anointing. He increased my relationship with him, and it increased my faith every time he brought me through. It made me more secure and made me more knowledgeable that no matter what, God will bring me through. Every time I ran into a scenario that had me bagged up in the corner, man, I learned from my previous experiences still and wait on the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes waiting is difficult. That's why we need love, because while folks are going through their tests, we need to stand and encourage them and love them and tell them, hey, man, God did it for me. I guarantee you, you'll come through. I guarantee you. If you just wait on the Lord, I guarantee you that God will make a way. This is not a holy moly show. It's just a guy that God gave a second chance to. And I'm willing to tell my test to all that became later a testimony. I'm willing to share it with you. Where I've been, drugs, streets, penitentiary, out there. But God made a way and gave me a second chance. Now, I won't hold it to myself. I will tell folks the testimony of the test that God helped me overcome. And each one of us need to remember that. That no matter what you're going through, somebody is worse off than you. And once you come out, remember somebody is still facing that scenario. And for you not to love them would be in vain, because if when it was you, you sure would have wanted someone to love you. That's why it's a necessity to treat our neighbors as we would want to be treated. And while we're going through, there's certain songs of encouragement that'll hold you up. I got one for you right now. When I was going through, I used to call my sister's phone. And she had this ringtone on there. And I didn't really want to speak to her. I just wanted to get the encouragement. And it was a song by my good brother Smokey North. And it was called "I Need You Now." You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. The phone number to call is 646-595-2105. That's 646-595-2105. Now, Smokey Norfolk, I need you now.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you. Another minute, Lord. Hey, wait.
My. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your brother from another mother. I'm your host with the most. I'm a representative of God, and I'm telling each and every one of you all, you are too a representative of God. Why? Because we all breathe the breath of life. Listen, it's for us to love one another. It's for us to support one another, and it's for us to not throw snares and stumbling blocks in the way of our brothers on this journey of life. Each and every one of us are headed to the Creator, back in front of God. The Bible says that when it's all over, you'll give an account for what you did down here. I don't want to be standing in front of God trying to give an excuse, because there will be no excuses. And for those of you that don't believe, that's a foolish position. Because if, in fact, there were scenarios taught to us as kids that one day you'd go in front of the Creator and there was a door that's called hell and one that had beautiful pearly gates, and they said that you had the choice to choose which door all your life, we've been told this, that you can choose which direction, right or wrong, good or bad, the hot door or the cold door, so to speak. Well, a smart assessment in life would be to try for the best. That's pretty much what we do all day. So why would you allow yourself to gamble and see if the hot door does exist? If it all over and it was said and done and the doors don't exist, at least it was known that you tried for the best. And that would be a common sense scenario, to try for the best, to go for the best that God had to offer, and not gamble to see if the door of iniquity and punish and damnation exist. In life, we go for the best. We try to do the best we can. We try to have the best. We all want to prosper and profit. Therefore, it's smart to do the best. And the best thing you can do for God is to love your neighbor as yourself. That was the most the important commandment that God gave man, is to love your neighbor as yourself. That means just simply put yourself in the other man's shoes. When you're about to do something ignorant and start a problem with someone, flip the script and say, if it was me, would I want him to come and start a confrontation and be ignorant to me? No, quite the contrary. No one wants a person to treat them any type of way but good. Therefore, when you see someone that you have a problem with, flip the script and say, well, if it was me, I think I can go a different route than acting a fool, because I wouldn't want him to do that to me. Young brothers out here shooting one another and hurting one another, running up on them with pistols, and then when it all boils down, everybody tells they go to prison. I've been there, seen them in there crying their eyes out, wishing they'd never seen a gun. Why allow yourself to be tricked into that scenario? Why allow yourself to get so angry with a person on the streets that you go and get a gun and try to take his life and shoot at him and try to hurt him? Why allow yourself to do that? Because basically what you're doing is you're trading places with that individual. You're telling him that what he's done is so important to you that you're willing to give up your life for his. Because when you shoot him or whatever, you go to prison for life. That means you traded your life for someone else's. What's wrong with you? My young brothers, I'm appealing to you. Try to rationalize. Put yourself in the other man's shoes and realize that everything you do, there's a repercussion. Because we know what goes around comes around. So if you live by the sword, you shooting your brothers and you hurting your kinfolk, listen, it's coming back. I love y'all because I was once you. God has blessed me with another opinion, another insight of what's going on. And listen, man, every person that's on this earth is important to the Creator God, for he made them all in his image. And if you hurt one of your brothers, you're hurting the Creator. And I guarantee you that prison is nowhere to be. Sitting up in there because you got so angry that you're willing to trade your life for someone else's. That's a foolish concept. God gave us life that we may have it and have it more abundantly. So listen, be more quicker to forgive, more quicker to overlook, because you young men and young women, you have a future. You can live your life like God wanted us to live it, being fruitful and multiplying and having life abundantly, enjoying some of the scenarios of life, getting married and children and family. These are the things that I want you all to experience. You should in your heart want to experience it. I love you all. And I understand my young brother's disposition. Man, nobody's coming to get you, but you guys hold on. Reverend Green is on his way. And I'm asking everyone that's under the sound of my voice, help me go get my brothers. Go to RevGreensMusic.com. Donate to my website. Man, come on. Bless my ministry that I can get a facility. The first one installed multiple ones, but the first one will get 90,000 square foot building. We'll gut it out and have our young men right there. We can have 250 young men and women, entrepreneurs learning a new professional trade, doing something productive to get back into society, then 4 hours mandatory GED. And we'll help them get back into society. Because right now society is ostracizing the young men because they made a problem. They made a bad choice. But that's not the way God wants it to be. Society has to understand that we have to love our neighbors as ourselves. Put ourselves in those young men's shoes. Realize that their disposition outside, not being able to get a job, don't have a skill, don't have education, that could be us. We have to love them. Support them, go get them, and connect them to God. That's what I'm on. That's my endeavor. That's my purpose of this radio show, is to tell you all to come on aboard. Join me, Rev Green. Go to my website, RevGreenMusic.com. Donate to the cause of the ministry. Donate to what I'm on, and contact me with your input. Positiveness of what you feel that you can do to contribute to help and resolve this problem. You all, it's not out of control. Problem is, we're out of control. The ones that made it safe, that God has gave a chance to, we're out of control, because if we were in control, we'd love our neighbor as ourselves. We wouldn't focus so much on judging these young men and young women. And brothers on the street corners on drugs and on alcohol, we wouldn't judge them. We'd go out and do all we can to help. That's what I am. That's what I'm about. I'm about sharing the love, and I'm going to get them. So I will be continually making songs. Matter of fact, I got a song called Prayer that I just started, and I'm about to finish. I'm going to be releasing song after song until everybody gets the message that it's all about God's love. That's the purpose of our existence. When life is over, the only thing that will be discussed is not the date you were born and not the date of your demise. The only thing that we'll talk about is the dash in the middle. That's the opportunity that you all have right now to contribute to my website, RevGreensMusic.com. Donate if you have millions. To whom much is given, much is required. Donate to my website. Contact Rev Green. RevGreensMusic.com has a donate button. Go there and donate. Purchase all my songs. That's a donation. That's contributing to the positiveness of the purpose. Each song is $3 downloads. That's nothing to God's people. $10 for all 7 songs. And every penny that the website brings in will be set up and set aside until I can purchase the first building. And then I can put the money where my mouth is and show you all the love that God wants us to share for one another. I need your help. I need your love. And I need your support. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev, your host with the most. God bless you real good.
Crime is in an uproar. Our brothers and sisters are hurting in the streets. We have to make a difference. We have to do something for them. Hi, this is Reverend Green. God has anointed me and given me this assignment to go back and get our brothers and sisters. To raise proceeds through my songs of inspiration. To use the money to bless God and get his people. This is what it's all about. This is what this show is about. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another mother. God bless. Let's go get him. Donate, please, to the cause, because the cause is bigger than the problem. God bless you. We love you. This is Reverend Green. You're listening to Rev Green. It's All For You, Lord Radio. Stay tuned. 1 hour show, 1 hour a pop. 5 o'clock p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Just 1 hour of power into the atmosphere and support my ministry. Donate to my website, RevGreensMusic.com. Download the inspirational songs. Be inspired. Join my process in going to get God's people. Well, I need the love and support from each and every one of you. Thank you so much. God bless. This is Rev.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up? Just throwing in the towel, just giving up. I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go.
So
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. We have almost 1.5 million listeners. All of you that's listening on your private devices. All of you that's encouraged someone else. Remember, you're listening to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. Central Time. The phone number to call on that date, on those dates, is 646-595-2105. That's 646-595-2105. I will continue to do this show until the awareness is made known to all that listen and all that love God. And then the donations that come in, go to RevGreensMusic.com and donate or purchase all of my songs. There's 7 songs there. You can get them all for $10, or each song download is $3. Every penny that you put in is becoming a part of the solution. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to eliminate the problem. Go to my website and you see the big donate button. Donate to Rev Green. There's a donation button there, and it's only for one purpose, for those that love God and want to see a change out here. I have been anointed and appointed to go get my brothers and sisters. And if you note in my song, it's all for you, Lord, I'm doing it strictly for God. And in that song, God inspired me on those words. And one of the verses in the song is, if I have to do it by myself, Lord, I'll do it for you. That's the attitude that we have to have. But we don't have to be alone. We can share the love with one another. Go to my website, RevGreensMusic.com. Donate what your heart feels a necessity to donate. Bless God and watch your brother go get our brothers and sisters. And they ask, and if you ask the question, why should we donate to your cause, Rev? Well, because God has allowed me to go through all the scenarios that are out in the streets today, from drugs to prison to homeless to hustling to the streets, and made it back. I made it through because God allowed me that, to have the testimony to those brothers that still on the streets, those that still on drugs, those behind prison walls. I can tell you all for certain that God can repair what you've done and make a new day for your life. I'm here to tell you that God gave me a second chance. And with that second chance, I vowed to go back and get my brothers and sisters. And I want you all to know that I love you. God loves you more. And I'm grateful for everything God did. And I'm going to get my brothers and sisters. God bless you. This is Rev.
This time I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
Grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at him and tell him,
yes,
I'm grateful.
Grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
I could go on and on and on.
About your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful, just
praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from my heart. I wish you God.
God bless you. God bless you. You're listening to, live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. That was grateful because many of us that made it through should be only that grateful that God gave us a second chance. Thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, the show is about 4 or 5 more minutes is going to end. I want to play one more song that tells us to take God with you. Those of you out on the streets, remember, whatever you do, take God with you. God bless. This is Rev.
I remember when I was young, I saw a boy shoot a man with a gun. Children were dying and old folks crying. I
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. That was Take God With You. That's one of my originals. You can find those songs of inspiration on RevGreensMusic.com. Go there, donate, bless the ministry, and let's go get our brothers and sisters. Lord, we thank you for this show. We thank you for all that listen, Father. We thank you, Father, for every opportunity that you've given us in the past to make it to this point, that we can be aware that other folks need love too. Help us, Father, to be better at what we do and treat each other with the love that you shared for us. Father God, we're not doing this show for no shape, form, or fashion. We're just thankful for another day. Bless, Lord, and keep peace here in the city of Chicago and all over the world. Father, stop the man with the gun that's about to act a fool and show him that it could be him. And in that, Lord, bless those that's on the street corners fighting for their lives with drugs. Give them a second chance, Lord, and we're thankful. This is Rev. Amen. Y'all, I'll see you on Friday. God bless.